We go live now to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. She has some of the responsibility for providing medical care and aiding relief efforts in Haiti, the details of which we spoke about there in the headlines. Good morning, Secretary Sebelius.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. One question right off the bat. Since HHS traditionally is responsible for the health of Americans, I was surprised to learn that you had a large and significant role in the Haitian relief effort.
Well, the way the sort of government relief effort is structured even internationally is that HHS has one of the leads in the public health response, and also our Centers for Disease Control personnel are on the ground helping to secure and look at the safe water and food supply. So we kind of have a dual role along with lots of partners. John, this is an incredible international effort with under UN umbrella, lots of countries and about 30 nations and hundreds of NGOs who are involved. So the U.S. is part of that very massive operation.
Are you hearing from your teams on the ground some of the reports that we're hearing of difficulty coordinating, of a need for some central authority, and the UN sort of reeling from the effects of the earthquake last week, and the Haitian government maybe not being as tough or as strong as it needs to be?
Well, I think there's no question this is an enormously difficult environment. The logistics are difficult. A lot of the infrastructure was destroyed, and some of the infrastructure wasn't terribly robust to begin with. So just landing planes and unloading them has been, I think, a significant challenge. Getting enough housing for the people who want to help, food and water has been pouring into the country and more every day, but getting that distributed. So each of those kind of challenges along the way, I think the good news is things are getting better. There's definitely a coordinated effort. The UN has had their biggest loss of life in UN history with the direct hit on their headquarters. So there are lots of folks who are really struggling in this environment.
You know, we are hearing conflicting reports on whether the U.S. is allowing seriously injured Haitians to be transferred to, say, Miami and other cities on the Gulf for surgery and treatment. What can you say about U.S. policy if there is one? And shouldn't the U.S. medical infrastructure, robust as it is, be offered to the Haitians here?
I'm not sure I can speak very effectively to the transfer. I think the goal has been, John, to get the people on the ground to actually treat folks. As you know, moving people is not necessarily the best idea. So not only are there, we have now 265 medical personnel on the ground, including surgical teams and medical teams. There are hospital facilities being set up in five different areas. There's a hospital ship that is about to be operational with many more additional facilities. So I think the focus has been how we get personnel as quickly into country and operational as fast as possible. Over 1,000 patients have been seen in the last 2 days, and that's a real step forward and very good news.
Indeed. If I'm a family in Port-au-Prince and making the difficult decision to either give up on the city and maybe go out in the countryside and fend for myself or stay and wait it out, what would your message to me and other families like me be?
Well, I would think that the efforts to get and food, water, shelter are, as I say, more robust every day. And so the opportunity to be taken care of in a more direct fashion is probably better if they actually stay put. I don't know what the facilities are like the further out country you get. And certainly there's a challenge with logistics. I know folks traveling from the Dominican Republic, the other side of the island, have had some serious challenges because the earthquake ramifications reached out into the countryside. But there's been a swift response. There's a coordinated civilian-led effort in this very difficult environment and distributing relief, as well as, John, one of the other functions that we're very much involved in is the American citizens, almost 45,000 American citizens who actually live in Haiti. Over 3,000 are now back in the United States, and more are arriving every day.
Well, I'm hearing there a guarded, sit-tight message from Kathleen Sebelius, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. Before we go, this special election up in Massachusetts may hold the fate of the entire health care reform bill, which, if it does get passed, would pass to your responsibility to actually implement. Does it surprise you that this whole political battle may come down to the question of how many potholes were filled in some neighborhoods in Boston?
Well, I think every around every turn there's an interesting challenge, but I'm very confident that Martha Coakley will be the next senator. I, on a personal basis, it's time they sent a woman to the Senate. I'm pleased with that opportunity. And, you know, we've been working hard on reconciling the House and Senate bills. About 90% of the bills are in agreement, and I'm very hopeful that having this much work over the last year been done on behalf of the American people, we will actually be able to get a bill to the president's desk in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Kathleen Sebelius, thanks so much for being a part of the program. U.S. Secretary for Health and Human Services watching Haiti and that special election in Massachusetts.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.